with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump is urging supporters to vote by mail and in person. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
First, during a visit to North Carolina, and then later on Twitter, the president said voters should test the mail-in ballot system. His recommendation is to vote by mail and then try to vote again in person if the mail-in ballot has not been counted by Election Day. He tweets that by doing that, you are now assured that your precious vote has been counted. However, that advice may cause confusion. For example, it's a felony under North Carolina state law to vote twice. Greg Clugston, The White House.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have agreed to work to avoid a government shutdown right before the November election. The pact was apparently agreed to over a phone call. It still doesn't resolve the status of a new coronavirus stimulus bill and whether other relief might be included. The duration of the temporary funding measure or what non-controversial items might ride along haven't been settled, aides say, and a spokesman for the House Speaker declined to further characterize the agreement. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is coming under pressure to hit back hard against Russia for what German scientists say was a nerve agent attack on opposition politician Alexei Navalny.
It's due to double the amount of Russian gas coming into Europe via Germany. Now, it's been controversial since work began on the pipeline. Angela Merkel has faced a lot of opposition from within her own ranks on the project, some this morning saying, come on, let's maybe put that on ice for the time being as a way of slapping Russia on the wrists, hitting Vladimir Putin where it hurts. It's not a new call, this. Tension between Germany and Russia, indeed the West and Russia, has been increasing for some time.
BBC correspondent Jenny Hill reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 807 points, the NASDAQ dropped 598. More at townhall.com.
Excuse me, have you ever discussed life insurance?
Well...
sort of.
Have you talked about who'll pay the mortgage if one of you passes?
We definitely haven't talked about that.
Well, then you should talk to SelectQuote. SelectQuote shops for you, getting you quotes from some of the country's most trusted companies, finding you the right coverage with the right carrier at the right price in minutes.
Is it affordable?
Well, how affordable does $500,000 in coverage for as little as a dollar a day sound?
That's great. We can afford that.
To get your free quote, call 1-800-212-1166 or go to selectquote.com today and get the protection they need at a price you can afford. That's 1-800-212-1166 or selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Gather around. Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. 4:05 on this Thursday afternoon. This time last week, they were getting ready for a protest at the Clark County School District Administration Building, and a big crowd showed up, and so was Scott Hammond, the state senator, who's on this show on a fairly regular basis, and so was Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent, and Aaron joins us. Aaron, how did the rally go? Sorry I couldn't be with you. I was working at the time. How did it go?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, I think it went really well. We had quite a few parents show up, and, you know, a lot of people that were there, they had heard about it on the news or on the radio, and were really frustrated, and they came out.
What was it you were, what was the message you were trying to get across?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest message that we were trying to get across at the rally was open up the schools. I mean, you know, this is what parents were out protesting. They were protesting that schools are closed, that this isn't working, distance education is not working for many families. And you know, we wanted them to hear us say that education is essential, and kids are frankly safer in schools in many cases.
Let me ask you, do you think you changed any minds with the rally? Do you think that any members of the Board of Trustees might have said, well, I'll give this a second thought?
You know, I'm hopeful. I feel like there are a lot more conversations happening. I think a lot more eyes are being opened to how poorly this is being rolled out. And again, you know, we're hearing from elected officials. There was many at the protest who also agree that we need to be opening up our schools. So I think, you know, it's about finding out the source of what's stopping us, frankly, from being open. And we're having conversations with some of those people, and I'm hoping that we can change some minds.
Your rally was just a couple of days into the 2020 school year. What about over the course of the last few days, the first 10 days of school? I've heard from teachers, I've heard from parents, I've heard from even students that claim they're not getting what they need with this distance learning. What is it, what is your sense of what's going on? Are these kids learning anything?
You know, I mean, I think there's probably some kids that have, you know, access to Wi-Fi, who have a parent who's able to help them. I think there's probably a small number of kids who are doing okay. But I think for the most part, you know, we're looking at connectivity issues still. There's still, the number still is 20,000 kids without Wi-Fi, 30,000 kids without Chromebooks. And, you know, so what are those kids supposed to do? And then you have the special, you have our special needs students, and those kids, they can't log on to the computer. Those families are not having their IEPs complied with. And so those are the really vulnerable kids that we're seeing that really are going to be struggling the most, and they're going to be really left behind, frankly.
Do we have any sense of what attendance has been like? I know we're getting to what they call count day. Do we have any feel for how many kids are actually going to be counted? Because that's how the district makes its money from the federal government.
Right. So we know that enrollment is down. The district has already, you know, mentioned that enrollment is down. And so there obviously is concern for funding, over the funding issues. But we don't have an exact number yet, as far as I understand. As of last week, there was about, 80,000 kids that still hadn't enrolled. And so, but I've been seeing all over Facebook and just hearing from parents that they've tried it. They've tried to stay with CCSC, and it's not working, and they're now looking for alternative education options. And, you know, parents don't want to pull their kids because they're concerned. They don't want, you know, their kids' school to lose funding. They don't want their favorite teachers to lose funding. But unfortunately, parents have to do what's best for their families, and they have to do what's best for their kids. And so if we're not going to, you know, if it's the powers that be are not going to listen to families and parents, and they're not going to open the schools like we've asked, then parents are going to continue to pull their kids. That's really the only answer.
Let me ask you, are there more teachers out there than there are positions? And I'm thinking of the parents that you're talking about that are saying, you know, this isn't working. My kid's not getting it. I'm not getting it. Nobody's going to learn anything. I've got to get either into a micro schooling situation or a pod or some other way, homeschooling. Tell me how somebody, a parent, can do that. How can they turn to a different way of educating their child and do it, like, in the next 2 weeks?
Sure. I mean, you already said a couple of great options, which are, you know, micro schooling is one of those options. And we've heard from a number of teachers. In fact, we had several teachers at the protest that came out and are frustrated and want to go back to the classroom. And teachers are walking away. They're walking away from the profession because they're asking too much of the teachers. They're asking them to learn a program that, you know, some people take, you know, years or months to learn, and they ask them to learn it in 2 weeks. And so teachers are walking away, and they are starting micro schooling or pod options, which, you know, the families get together with a number of other families who want to have their kids at school together, and they hire a teacher. That's an option that people are utilizing. I mean, there's a ton of resources that I think families are finding out. They don't actually have to be chained to public education, which I think is probably in some ways a good thing, that families are discovering that there are unlimited, frankly, number of educational options online. You know, you have online private schools, you have online homeschooling options. So there's a ton of online options. And, you know, and then again, you have all of the families who are, you know, looking for, you know, tutors and then supplementing and just doing a parent-led type of option. So there's a lot of options out there, and we have a lot of that information on our website at poweredparent.org.
I was going to ask you, because I worry that there are going to be parents that are going to be looking and saying, I've looked online, but I don't see enough schools. I mean, we've got, like, Leadership Academy of Nevada. We got a whole bunch of different options that are out there. But I'm just curious, is it possible this may create some sort of cottage industry, the alternative means of educating your child?
You know, I honestly hope so, because I think that, you know, when we see what is best for each child, that's what our parents are wanting, right? They want education that fits their family. They want the education that fits their child. And that isn't the same for every child. You know, these aren't cookie-cutter kids. So we need to have options that, you know, have existed out there for a long time but haven't maybe been utilized, or, you know, parents haven't just needed to use them up to this point. So I hope that it opens the eyes of parents, because I think school choice is a parental right issue. And, you know, we're seeing more and more that parents are frustrated with some of the things that are being taught in school. And, you know, we're seeing that highlighted more than ever. If you've seen any of the things online where teachers are concerned about what parents are hearing them teach, and that, you know, I had a parent tell me today that it's her job to radicalize her student. That she told that to her class today. That was a parent that reached out to me, 17-year-old daughter. So, I mean, you know, this is stuff we're seeing, and there's some inappropriate content that's being passed around in our schools already, and we've known that for a long time. And now we're actually going to be able to see that, I think, in a bigger way. And in fact, we're going to be talking about that a little bit more tomorrow morning at a press conference that we're holding, and I can give you more information about that later. But there is quite a bit of inappropriate content that's being passed around. And unfortunately, it's not every teacher. And it just takes a few bad teachers that have an agenda to make things go wrong. But parents need to know that.
Can you give us a hint of what you'll be talking about tomorrow?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, we would love to come on and talk more about tomorrow so I can be more specific, but there is some inappropriate content that's being passed out through CCSD teachers, and parents are finding it out, and they're getting upset, and so we're going to talk some more about that, because it's a big problem.
If there are parents out there that are, because these are the parents I really feel for, the parents that realize that their kids are getting shortchanged, they're not getting a good education, they need to be in brick-and-mortar schools, they know it, their kids know it, and I'll tell you, a lot of the teachers know it. Teachers Union may not know it, but a lot of the teachers know it.
Yeah.
If folks want to find out more and find out what some of the options that are out there for them, how do they go about doing it?
So I'm going to say really quickly, we announced last week at our protest that we're launching a parent union. And, you know, you mentioned teachers union. We feel like there's so many other collective voices out there that represent teachers and other sectors of the community and other special interests, that parents don't have a unified collective voice that's advocating for them. And so we have launched our Power to Parent Union, and we're building a parent army. And people can find more information about that on the website, PowerToParent.org/union. You can read all about Power to Parent, our organization, there, and how to, you know, find alternate education options. But we want to really encourage parents to join us in the union, and it doesn't have to be just parents. It really needs to be people who care about what's happening in our city. And if parents have a voice, have a unified voice, and that's what we're here to do. So we're excited that we're launching that, and we've already had such a great response. So we need more parents to really build this parent army.
I want to dig in on this, and we'll do that at a later date, but have a great news conference tomorrow, and maybe early next week we'll have you back on, and we'll talk about this parents' union, which I think we need. I think it's been a long time in coming. Aaron, always good, and again, if folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
It's Power to Parents. That's power2parents.org.
Very good. Aaron, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. You too.
There you go. Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. Imagine a parents' union to rival the teachers' union. Is that at all possible? I want to take you to La Trobe, Pennsylvania. I want to take you there live because the president is, even as we speak, speaking in a battleground state. This is the president right now live in La Trobe, Pennsylvania.
We have thousands of people behind this hangar, thousands, and we're trying to get them in. And I'd love to get them in. I mean, it's an airport. Let them go to the runways, okay? Let them in. We landed. I actually thought that was the crowd. You know, we're doing the hangar thing now because the arenas can't do it because of the pandemic for a little while. But in certain ways, I like this better. I don't have to travel. I get off the plane, I make a speech, I get the hell out of here. God, these are great. You remember the last days before the campaign? I'd do a lot of them a day. Get off that plane. It was a little different plane. It was black and white instead of the blue and white. But we had some time, and that was an important day, and that was an important year, 2016. But I will tell you, the election that we have coming up is the single most important election in the history of this country. And we had a level of enthusiasm. I mean, even look today, with all going on, look at the kind of crowds we have. And, record enthusiasm in 2016. By the way, was that the greatest evening ever? November. And now it's going to be November 3rd. And we'll keep it going and we'll get it all like a tree. You move that tree, it takes a little while to plant your tax cuts. They're going to raise your taxes. They're going to take away your guns. It's really, if you look. And you know, they'll criticize me for saying this, the fake news media, which is back there. With their fake polls, the same as last year. We could just put it all on tape. The fake polls, the fake everything. They're called suppression polls. They're meant to make you depressed. Are you depressed? You don't look depressed. The real numbers, and we have the real numbers, we're leading everywhere. We are leading everywhere. I'll tell you, I think... I think we're way ahead of what we were 4 years ago, and there's far more enthusiasm. Our base is bigger, it's stronger, and we've done the greatest job. Again, if we didn't get hit by the plague from China, this thing, we wouldn't have even, between us, I would have canceled, Mr. Congressman, most of the rallies. I wouldn't have needed a rally. That's a little bit unfair, but that's okay. That's what China's done to our nation. They've screwed us for a long time in a lot of different ways. No, never has anybody ripped off our nation like China. And I've taken in billions and billions of dollars. We never took in 10 cents from China. And I gave $28 billion, right? $28 billion to the farmers because they were targeted unfairly by China. And our farmers are very unhappy.
That's the president in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. We'll have more from the president coming up after the break. Stick around. We got a lot to do. But this is a battleground state, Pennsylvania. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is a battleground state, and the president is going to work it for everything he's got. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ.
USPS makes big promises.
I want to assure this committee and the American public that the Postal Service is fully capable and committed to delivering the nation's election mail securely and on time.
But your Amazon packages? Nah, sorry. They're going to be really late.
AM 670 KMCQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. And hydration is so vitally important now with the heat. Order your Real Water today. And just for my listeners, that means you get free shipping and handling. That's right. Free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Call right now. It's a great promotion, and you're going to save a ton of dough. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Back to Latrobe, Pennsylvania, the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport. The president doing another one of his hangar speeches, and he is right on note.
That right through. These guys are tough, they're smart, and they love our country. They love our country. We'll clean it up. In 1/2 hour, it'll be over. Did you see this radical left mayor? Wheeler, his name is. The radical left mayor. They chased him, Mike. They chased him out of his home last night. And all he does is be nice to them because they don't understand nice. They only understand one thing, strength. That's the only thing they understand. They don't understand nice. They chased him out of his home. Unbelievable. Biden's plan is to appease the domestic terrorists, and my plan is to arrest them and prosecute them. And I will always defend law-abiding citizens. That's why the rioters are voting for Biden and the law enforcement people. You know, we have it from everybody. We just got the sheriffs in Florida, all of them. We got Ohio, we got Texas, we got North Carolina, we got South Carolina, we got everybody. I don't know if there's anybody, and I see Rick Perry right there. Rick Perry, what are you doing here, Rick? Rick Perry, one of the greats. But they're all voting for me. This election is about safety, and this election is about jobs. Today I'm delighted to accept a very, very special endorsement from people I like. Sort of grew up with these people. I don't know what it is, the relationship we have with all of us. With all of us. But I'm getting an endorsement tonight from some very, very special people. They work hard. They do great. We really put them back to work because this state was in trouble. And last year, you had the single greatest year, economic year, in the history of your whole operation, right? Of your whole operation. You've never had anything like that. This has been your greatest. This has been, prior to the plague coming in, it's been the Commonwealth's greatest. Can we ever call the Commonwealth a state? You get two places. You always have to say, well, wait a minute. Is this one a Commonwealth? Two places. You know what the other place is? Name it. Huh? That's right. How did you know that, Congressman? Huh? But this Commonwealth, it's a great Commonwealth, it's a great place, and the Boilermakers Local Union, it's Local 154 of the Boilermakers, they chartered in Pittsburgh 125 years ago, none of you are around to see it, and it now represents members in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. And I want to thank John Hughes and the Boilermakers here today. It's a great honor to have you. Who's John? Where the hell is John? Stand up, John. John, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. Do you know why John is the head? You know why? Because look, he's got the worst location. I say, where's John? I'm looking in the front row. He's in. Put up your hand, John. Look at that guy. He's good. You got my vote, John. Hey, Boilermakers, thank you. What a job you do. You're the heart of this country. You really are. Thank you very much. That's a great endorsement. That's a great endorsement. Joe Biden spent the last 47 years shipping Pennsylvania jobs to China and foreign nations. And I've spent the last 4 years bringing them back home. And we're bringing them back home. Bringing a lot of things back. I ended the last administration's 8-year pure war on Pennsylvania oil and coal and fracking and national If you look at the natural gas, what they've done to this state, what they were doing to this state, it was sort of easy. I just opened it up and I said, do it. And the investment put in.